Jem's choice, then, presumably. Though the voice is not Jem's. It's Duncan, sounding as if he's smoked 1,000 cigarettes last night, which he may have done. Well, not 1,000, but he's partial to a naughty cigarette or four when he's drinking. I follow his voice to the lounge. He's in last night's clothes, sitting hunched forward on the sofa, his elbows on his knees, cradling a cup of coffee, though there's a glass of water on the table in front of him too. He looks up as I enter.
"Morning, Bron," he says blearily. "You look rough." "I feel rough. I don't do this enough anymore. No tolerance.